Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Right, time to get into some of the interesting numbers that reveal a lot about our health, what it is we're claiming for, and of course, gives us an understanding of why it is important to make sure that you have the necessary risk cover. Next time you sit opposite your financial planner and they say, hold on, let's plan for dread disease, disability, and of course, potential loss of income. Take those conversations very seriously, because in the world that we're living in, we are well aware that we do need to have mortality, lifestyle, and income protection. Tom Crotty, Head of Risk Technical Marketing at Liberty, joins us on the show this evening to talk us through some of the latest claim statistics coming out of Liberty. Tom, such a pleasure to have you back on the show.
Oh, thank you very much, and wonderful to have the opportunity to chat to you again.
Fantastic. Excited for this one. And I guess perhaps I take a bit, two steps back primarily just to get a refresher of this data for 2023, just how wide was the scope and the depths into the analysis that we're going to deep dive into.
Yeah, so we look into our claims stats of all our individual policies, specifically in the calendar year 2023. We look at how much is paid across all those policies, how many individuals, their families are covered through those types of events. And then what we do is we break it down into the different causes of claim that lead to those claims on those policies. And if there are any trends over time that we're starting to pick up that we can look into and just try give more information around why there's such a need for insurance across all those different claimable events. Mm.
We love it when an actuary can speak actual English to us, right, Tom? That's why you're the man for the job. And what I found intriguing is not only the total claims paid, which actually saw it coming in at 2.4 billion. So just a slight change from what we saw in the year before, but it's what we're actually claiming for that caught my attention too.
Yes, yes, yes. And I think that's what's so interesting is that over the last sort of 3-4 years, we've been so focused on COVID and getting through that. And all the while, everything is still being exactly as it was. We still have people claiming for cancer. We still have people claiming for heart attacks. So in our top 5 claim causes, we had cancer making up 32.3% of our claims, cardiovascular diseases and disorders, effectively anything to do with the heart and something affecting that made up 23.5% of our claims. And then we saw respiratory disorders, so the after effects of COVID, but other lung disorders coming in. 5.6% of claims were for stroke. And then, interestingly, which we haven't seen for the last few years over COVID, because I think people haven't been traveling the roads as much, is traumatic injuries, suddenly making it in the top 5 claim causes, so 4.5% of claims for trauma.
This is so intriguing because these all really do speak to our health, cancer, cardiovascular diseases and disorders and respiratory disorders. I guess coming into the cancer, what also caught my headline was a headline around breast cancer and how that forms close to 25% of all your cancer claims.
Yes. Yeah, and it's very prevalent, not only in South Africa, but across the whole world. Breast cancer makes up such a significant portion of all our cancer claims, specifically for females, obviously. And then on the male side of things, 34.7% of claims are for prostate cancer.
I can imagine, Tom, you know, some of our listeners might be listening to this and, like me as a millennial, think, I'm way too young to this. I'm way too fit for this and healthy. So I surely don't need any dread disease cover. But what I find intriguing is the average stats that you have around the average ages of those who have to claim for the wide variety and scope of claims causes that you share. And I think this is important because it helps us understand the wide scope of people who are impacted and why we also need to take it seriously, regardless of age or gender.
Yes, and the average tells you sort of the one part, and on our corporate side, I think the average age is mid-40s. On the retail side, where you're looking at individual policies, that's closer to mid-60s. So it is interesting to see that range between the two different types of policies. But if you look at our individual claims, then the youngest claimants are actually 23 and 24 years old for males and females, and our oldest are 103 and 104 years old. And it's often this perception that life insurance, dread disease, disability cover, I don't need it, I'm too young. It's only for when I'm old. But often we're getting claims for strokes for people under 30, for heart attacks for people between 30 and 40, because that is conditions that are affecting irrespective of age. And that is what's scary. And a lot of people don't realize the likelihood of that. And part of dealing with a financial advisor that access to all these resources, access to these data points that tell them this is what a person that looks like you, aged like you, lived a life like you, this is the likelihood that they get one of these terrible critical illnesses where you possibly could develop cancer, a heart attack or a stroke.
This is so critical because, again, it speaks to information that sometimes South Africans choose to withhold or just don't think is important. So whether it's the, you know, occasional vaping or smoking of a hubbly on the weekend that they do, or lifestyle changes that they have where maybe they don't do gym five times a week anymore. It's just once a quarter. These are all aspects that build up, right? And in one way or another, whether or not you have the monthly health checks, or even if you're as fit as a fiddle, I think that's the saying, one could still be at risk of some of these themes, right, Tom? So it really calls on us having a heightened level of awareness around our health, but also having adequate cover.
Yes, and exactly that. You don't always know what's going on internally. And yes, it's very easy to, as soon as it gets a little bit colder, you sit on the couch instead of going to the gym. And maybe missing one session doesn't really change anything, but it's that constant build-up, just like you said, where over time those lifestyle choices do play a significant role in the likelihood that something will happen. And when something does happen, you really do want that cover in place, because at that moment in time it can make a huge difference to your rehabilitation, your recovery, or possibly even in the worst case scenario, if you were to pass away, your family who are left behind with such a financial obligation or difficulty to overcome.
And I think that's an important aspect for us to touch on as well, the claims process. I do see that the number of claims paid per working day in 2023 was 9.6 million and just over 10,950 number of lives that were paid. Help us contextualize this. What does it mean? And most importantly, the management of the claims process. I am aware that you typically focus as an actuary on the underwriting and managing the risk, but we as clients also need to play our part to make sure that you have the right information to make sure the claims process is as seamless as possible.
Completely, and it's when the claims process is almost the most important part of the whole insurance journey. It's when actually that promise that you've entered into so many years ago actually needs to come to life, and the insurer's got to step in. So yes, we can talk the big numbers, we can talk about how many billion was paid by Liberty and how many people that affected, but for that individual going through the claims process, they're not interested. All they want is to make sure that they get the cover that they thought they had paid out in a reasonable time. And it's not only, so I suppose, it's Liberty, it's also the whole industry needs to think about that claims process, because the old days of submitting a claim form, waiting 6 months, and then there's a letter that comes out and then they reapply, that's long gone. The world is a lot more fast, a lot more quicker. They want answers and money to be paid quickly, and it needs to be in a humane manner. You don't want a situation where you just get paid money or you get a decline letter. You need to go through that process, because that client is going through a huge change in their life at that moment. Imagine getting a diagnosis of cancer. Suddenly, your whole world is flipped upside down. And so we've also got to step up and think about how the client receives Liberty and the claims that they're going through. And we've got to make sure that they feel that we're looking after them, not only financially, but through whatever we can in the process.
Definitely. And I guess to close off with Tom, there's a big lesson here that perhaps one can be covered for the likes of disability, dread disease, and income protection. But it's also important that we reevaluate the quantum of this cover, right? Because I could have started off working as an intern yesterday. Today, I make it to a managing executive position. There's a significant scope and change in my income, right?
Well, I would certainly hope so. Otherwise, you might be doing it wrong.
Yeah.
But that is exactly it. And we often think, oh, I've seen a financial advisor. They took me through. I got it all sorted out. And then 5-6 years later, time happens. Suddenly, possibly, you have a child or you get a big job promotion. And everything changes. And the quantum does need to change. The amount of cover you suddenly need. And you have gaps. And that's why we do encourage clients to speak to their financial advisor regularly. Because there will often be a question that can be asked that just might unlock whether there has been a change in their needs and whether that needs to be solved with an insurance policy or not.
Definitely. Tom, such a pleasure speaking to you, sir. I thoroughly enjoy these conversations. I can imagine what it's like when you're around the braai or even in the boardroom. But we really appreciate that you help make sense of the numbers for us in a practical manner.
Yeah, thank you very much. Loved being on the show.
Thank you so much. Well, we've loved having you. That's Tom Crotty, Head of Risk Technical Marketing at Liberty, talking us through the latest claims benefits statistics for 2023. And you might sit here and think, okay, well, this is just cover for people who have not necessarily dread diseases, but the likes of illnesses and diseases like cancer and cardio concerns. But it really does speak to all of us. Looking at the scope and the range of the average age of a claimant, it really puts things into perspective that you could be 23 or you could be 101, and all of these particular aspects could impact your life. So it is really critical that as you go about your way as an entrepreneur, as a sole proprietor, as an employee, as someone who is just trying their best to earn an income for their families and knows that should there be a health concern you need to contend with, your income will be impacted. This makes it all the more important to make sure that you follow through with the necessary processes to have this kind of cover. So that's a conversation we had this evening.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.